this is what they have wanted.
Already hospital facilities have begun to crack under the strain, and civil defense authorities state that the situation is much the same across the entire country. Martial law is now nationwide. Major cities in all parts of the country, New York, Los Angeles, report plague victims falling dead in the streets, in their homes, at their work. The first symptom appears to be severe choking, followed by immediate unconsciousness. Death occurs within minutes. Whether a state of war between China and Russia still exists is not important any longer. Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared, germ warfare.
Connell Rat Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Connell Rat Channel, this is a Class 1
emergency. This is the Electro Voice, RE27ND.
Me.
Well, I get to do that.
The spaceport looks like a weird collection of geometrical structures floating unconnectedly in a sea of nothingness. Immense silver disks and spheres and cylinders. Lying alongside motionless is the grain of the planetary spaceship which we will board for our journey into deep space. This is the transfer point to other worlds.
Hunch was right. Big Harry was standing right there when Judy walked out of the stage door. He'd seen the billing too. He grabbed Judy. But the cop on the beat grabbed Harry at the same time. There was a scuffle, and Big Harry pulled a gun and killed the cop. Harry had committed the unforgivable crime. He'd killed a cop. In 2 minutes, the sirens were screaming and police were all over the place. The chase was on.
We'll be right back.
Harry had reached the end of the road.
Thank you. so you think you're bad with your rap. Well, I'll tell ya, pilgrim, I started the crap. When you were in diapers and wetting the sheets, I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. Sure, I rustled some cattle and tended the sheep, but my main concern was rapping to the beat. I don't bother nobody, I'm a real nice guy, kinda laid back like a dead fly. Da ha, da ha.
I have a cold and sore throat.
Da ha, da ha. I'm talking here and now. Later for the cattle and rustling the cow. If I had a chance to do a repeat, you can bet your sweet dippy I'd be rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. Que pasa, amigos? Not a pasa, I see. 200 punks, well what you gonna do? I got 2 6-shooters that'll see me through. That's 12 dead and 188 pallbearers. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. What I do on your grave won't pass for flowers either. Now Curtis Blow, Run DMC, you haven't heard a rap till you heard it from me. I'm the baddest rapper in history, and there'll be no more after me. Da ha, da ha, da ha.
Sono raffreddata e ho mal di gola.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Santa Barbara that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Well, the first thing you know, Ron's the president. The kinfolk said, Ron, move away from there. Said in the White House is where you ought to be. So he loaded up the Lincoln and he moved to D.C. Washington, that is. Politicians taking a sip. Foreign dignitaries taking a trip. High tax and plenty Cadillacs. Da ha, da ha, da ha.
Do you have any fever?
Da ha, da ha, da ha.
I don't think so.
Now you see me in my movies doing my thing, but deep in my heart I've wanted to sing. Way down up on the Swanee River, far, far away. Titwillow, titwillow, titwillow.
Hold your arms
well, I don't
up.
Think
you can do it.
Hey.
I'm here to enroll. I'm here to enroll.
Hey, wish you so weiter.
If you please. If you please.
This way.
Pig frog, Granagrillo, which has internal vocal sacs. There are, therefore, minor differences between individual frogs of the same species in their mating calls, and more conspicuous differences between individual populations or between subspecies. Finally, there are very obvious differences between the calls of individual species. In addition to mating calls, many frogs make several other sounds. Most species of toads, the female is mute. She makes no sound when seized during the breeding season, whereas the male produces what has been called the warning chirp. Sometimes it is a sort of clucking sound, and in toads it is usually accompanied by the warning vibration. Both sounds can be heard in the southern toad, Bufo terrestris. Warning chirps, warning vibrations, and rain songs produced by one kind of frog or another. Many species give vent to waterless chirps and brings fright. Frogs of either sex offer this warning chirp, accompanied by the warning vibration, makes it impossible for the male to receive the human hand. Own sex from the female. Such condition of duress, a sound is produced with a mouth open chirp. This whole scream of the leopard frog, a species that has no mating call, but still utters a warning chirp if seized by another male. Larger species, the Colorado River toad, Bufo alvarius, sounds a warning note that is more of a clucking sound than a chirp. Chirp is also produced by most tree frogs. Here, for example, is a warning chirp of the California Canyon tree frog, Hyla californica.
Thank you. My brothers and sisters, for we are indeed, in a very real sense, eternal brothers and sisters, children of our Father in heaven, I feel deeply gratified to be in your home and bring to you a glimpse of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly referred to as the Mormon Church, in these few moments, that you might understand what a Mormon is and why we are different.
Lord Curtis, and I'm calling from Heathrow Airport for a Mr. Davy. Well, apparently you left your wallet here in our lobby, one of our waiting lounges, and we've been having a really fun time going through it and looking at all the photographs. Really funny stuff, really top-notch. Cordon bleu, as they say in your part of the world, photographs in here, especially the one of the naked Japanese eunuch. Well, anyway, we'd like to arrange a way to get this back to you. If you want to give us a call, why don't you do so? We have one of our agents stationed near you, and you can call him at 510-996 and ask for Lord Curtis II, and we'll get this all straightened out. Okay, hope you're well. Bye. Cordon bleu waiting lounges. Cordon bleu waiting lounges.
The sky is falling. Penthouse Robert, and hurry. We must,
Remain lying flat on the floor for this next exercise, the leg raise. Place your arms out to each side, and when I begin the count, slowly raise your left leg until the toes point at the ceiling. Then return your leg to the floor, slowly, and repeat with your right leg. Up, two, three, four, down, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four, down, two, three, four. Leg straight, toes pointed. That's right. That was very good. Now, you may wish to continue with the sports exercises or others illustrated in your album. There are 6 musical selections on side 2 for this purpose, or you will also find the music very relaxing and designed for your listening pleasure. Thank you.
But all so neat as sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and fall and die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie. It's been said that she likes and did when she landed down. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas that she can't get are the fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her and Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown.
Gorgar speaks. Gorgar speaks of the ultimate challenge, of never before playing power, of untold mystery. Gorgar speaks to you.
Me, Gorgar. Me, live.
The voice of Gorgar speaks of a first, of a breakthrough, of a feat that will never again know the same significance. Because Gorgar speaks. Gorgar is the first and only talking pinball game. given life and breath by Williams Electronics.
Me, Gorgar. Beat me.
The mighty words of Gorgar thunder, echoing throughout the pinball world, and the message is strong and clear. With the advent of Gorgar, it is no longer player versus machine. It is player versus monster.
Me, Gorgar. See me. Hear me. Feel my power.
Gorgar speaks of a whole new dimension in play. A tantalizing excitement and irresistible appeal. Of setting new profit records never dared to be dreamed of before. Gorgar speaks of supremacy. Of a magic that could be created only by a monster that speaks. Only by a monster with a pulsating, beating heart that builds and pounds with player excitement and urges play on with every beat. Of a monster that comes alive with each flick of the wrist, each snap, each scoring drive.
Me, Gorgar. Me got you. Me not let go. Beat Gorgar.
Gorgar's words speak a challenge. Of a challenge that cannot be denied.
Me, Gorgar. Hear me. My words are for you.
Gorgar speaks. Listen to the sound. Hear the words. Feel the incredible playing and profit power that only Williams Electronics could generate. Because when Gorgar speaks, the industry listens.